Sheer Zion. Get ready, baby. Survive.
Let's go.
Zion. Yod El.
See the Ktsoris and Simen Beheis you've gotten Hay and Simen Behos you've gotten Ale. And the Ktsoris is Masbir the following Mahalach. Zog the Ktsoris that the Svora Pshuto was by the Ktsoris that the gather of Shiabuddha the Rabnosen is we have Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So the halacha is that Levi could go back to collect from Reuven. As Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, so Levi goes back to collect from Reuven. Well, so how Levi could collect from Reuven? Reuven doesn't owe him money. Shimon owes him money. But the Teretz is the same way he could collect every house and every property and everything that Shimon has. He has the right not only to collect what Shimon has, he has the right to collect what the Shiabudim, the schusim that Shimon has on different people, he also has a right to collect it. In the Yeshiva Shaloshin, it's called Shimud Meshuvah. This is the way the Ktsois understood Alamol together of Shiabuddha the Rabnosim. The Gedder of Shiabuddha the Rabnosim is that the Shimud is Meshuvah. The Gedder is that Shimud Meshuvah. So not only that Levi has a right to collect from Shimon, he could collect from Shimon everything what Shimon has, including what people owe Shimon. I know I could take from Shimon, and if Shimon has rights on someone else, that I also could collect. This was the way the Ktzois understood Ale Moshe Abuda de Rabnach. And Bemele, he had a kasha, he did not understand Tesis's kasha. How Tesis could ask a kasha that Mishabuda de Rabnosen, the lady could collect from Reuven metaltelim? And if from Shimon he can't collect metaltelim, if Shimon is dead. When Shimon dies, metaltelim asks me. So the rights that Shimon has in someone else's metaltelim he could collect? He can't collect from Shimon's metaltelim. This is the way the Ktzeis shtel the kasha and Simen Pehesi if gotten hay, where it's underlined here, the Ktzeis asked this kasha. Bemele, we're leaving a second the kasha. We're going back to the Ktzeis and Pehesi. And the Ktzeis says that even that this was the way that he taught, and Rabbi Seinu taught, that the Geder of Shiavud and Rab Nosson is, not that I have a right to collect directly, levy directly from Reuven, I really collect from Shimon. I have a schus to collect every right that Shimon has in somewhere else. Shibut meshubut. Frek dekzois peivov siv kot nalev, and this is the first piece that is underlined there. Frek dekzois, I don't need a posit for that. If Shimon owes me money, and I could collect any piece of property that Shimon has, and every piece of land that Shimon has, and everything what Shimon has I could collect. What is the thing that he has that Reuven owes him money? When I could collect, it's poshut, I say, when I have a right to go to collect from Shimon, and Shimon has shares, I can't collect the shares? Or I could collect the shares. What are shares? The company owes the money. And this is the halacha. Shimon owes me, I collect from everything that I find in the house. I find that he has a bones, I collect that. I find that he has a house, I collect that. I find that if someone owes him money, I go and I collect that. So b'meile, if dosi da halacha, Shibud Meshubot. So Frank the Ktzois, why I need a post? I mentioned yesterday that he had all different tirutzim, Lav Zadvori, maybe Shibud is not Meshubot, the Ikni, and the Ktzois and Peivov Sif Kotten Aleph in the end says, and the Dibur Amaschil Lekach Nire in the middle of the Dibur. Ve'oid Nire Ve'hu Ha'iker Etzleinu. If you look in the Ktzois in page Shin Lamed Ches and Dibur HaMaschil Lachei Nire and Ve'oid Nire Ve'hu Ha'iker Etzleil Ve'ilu Abe B'tei Rashibud Lo Yavi Elok Ma'i Sh'al Nechosav HaMishu HaBodi and the middle of Dibur HaMaschil Lekach Nire Ve'oid Nire Ve'hu Ha'iker Etzleil Ve'ilu Abe B'tei Rashibud Lo Yavi Elok Ma'i Sh'al Nechosav HaMishu HaBodi Emotzi Alof Bekel Lahav U'Goybe Abe B'tei Rashibud Ebe Rab Nosi Page Shin Lamed Ches. Hareyu kiilu amalve shel aloive hu alvo ve amalve harishon yochne sheloi mamish. Aber shabun omor atere ve nosan hashom ve hu hamalve ho amiti. These are the words that Achoyim Alam will say. Ve hu hamalve ha amiti. Kiilu Reuven owes money to Levi. Levi comes over to Reuven, you owe me money. Not Shimon owes me and you owe Shimon, so I have a right to grab you. The Gzeres HaKozo of Sheabudu de Rav Nosson is that now we look at it that Reuven owes Levi. Not Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi and Levi has a right to take from Shimon and through the shoes of Shimon he manages to get to Reuven. No. He has a right, Ve'hu amal ve'ho amiti, the words of Tzitz. And the male is Zogdik Tzitz. When Levi goes over to Reuven, Reuven has a beautiful house, doesn't have money. And Levi decides he wants going to collect the house. Shimon tells him, I will pay your money instead. Aloch is like, I don't know you, Shimon. I know Reuven. Reuven doesn't have money. I want the house. Shimon says, Los up Reuven. You know, I owe you. Leave him off. He says, don't know you. Look at the face. A line before. After the words of Amar Amiti, look. Ve'afilu rotza aloive lesalka mezuze eino yochel dehu amal ve'ho amiti dehu amal ve'ho amiti. Reuven owes me money. Now, till now I understand Shimon owes me and I could collect everything from Shimon so wide I could go to the shoes of being by Shimon and collect what someone owes Shimon. Midin Shimon Meshubah. And then the Ktzeis says the kasha, I don't need a posuk. It's a svore. Shibud Meshubot is a svore. Zog de Ktsois? No. It's not Mitzad Shibud Meshubim. It's a Gezeira Sakosuv, Sheruven becomes Chayev Televi. Vehu Amal Veho Amiti. Veafilu Rotza Aloy Velesal Kebezuzah. Shimon says, let me to pay you. Lozop Ruben. Eino Yochel, do Amal Veho Amiti. Meshikosav me besimil behesiv kodmei. So Avad in 4 and 153 here to bring down all the achroinim atomei lo yale al adas, lo yale al adas. Someone owes you money and you know someone else owes you money. You start to beg the other person. The middle person says, "Loosen him up. I'm paying." Ayale al adas that he could go to number one. This is the bottom here in Nagoyes Bochtam. The aloha is not like that. It can't be. Oh, but the ktsais learns like that. We just have to hear how shtar the ktsais is going. He says it right. The hu amal veo amiti. ואפילו רוצה אלוהי ולסר כבזוזה אין לי אוכל דהו אמר ואומיתי במילא זוג דקצויס Kavi is a little bit not clear here, but I'll say it בעל פה. Zog the Ktsois like this. He has a raya. It's a aloche, shvua. If someone owes you money, and he comes over to you, Avraham owes Yitzchak money. Yitzchak says, you owe me money. Avraham says, I'm nishba that I don't owe you money. And we find out he's a shakran. So it's a knas that chutz from the money that he has to pay, he has to pay a choymish. Right? This is the halacha. You have to pay a choymish. Not every shvua. It has to be shvua sapikodin, shvua sa'edus. But in cases that I sue someone that he owes me money and he makes a shvua. So not only Yosef Hamishisei Beroishim is a knas. First, he has to bring a korban to Hashem. But chutz from a korban to Hashem is a knas you pay choymish. What would be the aloche? This is the way the Ktsois learns that it's kimata gemore. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon goes over to Reuven. You owe me money. Again, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. The buying lady is quiet. Shimon met Reuven in the street, and he says, you know, you owe me money. I don't owe you. Reuven made a shvua and they chapten. Rashi learns, Reuven pays back, anyway, and he has to pay the lady, right? He pays Levi the choymish. Why Levi the choymish? Why Levi is a mechut? Well, it says he owes Levi, he doesn't owe Shimon. So why, bichlal, it's called Shimon was mashpia? So the Ktsais explains it. Oh, but the Ktsais learns, that the mocker of Shibud of Rav Nosson we learn V'Nosson Chamishisei B'Roisho Yosef Loi L'Ze She'Akerem Sheloi. And the Ktsais learns that Rashi learns again when Yitzchok says Avraham you owe me money and Avraham makes a Shavua he pays Yitzchok Choymish. Here Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. Levi really could go to Reuven. Levi was quiet, he didn't know about the story yet. And Shimon asked Reuven the money and he was Nishma Nechad the Sheker. When Levi comes to collect Zog the Gemara lefi Rashi, Reuven pays him 100 plus choymesh, even that Levi only has a right to ask from Shimon from $100. Reuven owed Shimon 100, Shimon owed Levi 100. Shimon asks Reuven, where's the money? It's Nishma. So when Reuven pays Levi, he pays 100, 20. Chamishisri. 25, Migab, Milabab. Why? What is the Shaykhs? Zog the Ktsais, Reuven owes Levi. Shimon was the Mashbiah, it's Medin Shliach. So the Ktsois is learning very, very sharp that the Gzeras HaKosuv is that Reuven owes Levi. B'meile, or jump miyad to Simon Pehei Sivkot Mehei, open Pehei Sivkot Mehei. This is Be'etzim the Ktsois. Look in Pehei Sivkot Mehei, and Dibur HaMaschil Omnom. אומנם שיבוד את הרב נוסון נראה דאינו כמו שיבוד נכוסים דגוף הנכוסים שלא יגב ולמל ואלו אלו שיבוד שיבוד את הרב נוסון פי של למדי בדיו המסר לאומנם דרב נוסון רוצה לא ימר דגוף החויב שלו אלו 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 שייך למל ושלו כאילו הלבואו ממש ולא ידע תאיר השיבוד דיבה תאיר השיבוד קרובוי he's repeating himself what he will ask later ודאי כל אשר יש לי משוב למל ו giving five lines, look. ולזה היקשו תייסס. במטלטלים נמי נמי אוכי. אבל גם דה מטלטן עדי אסמי לא משתבדי היינך דה גובה נחוסו מושל הלויבה המטלטלים אינו מתרשים אבל שיעבודה לרב נוסן גוף החויב של מל ורישנו אם כן לא הוי רשמי דלבונו כאימן משלויו ואין זה מטלטן עדי אסמי אלא מטלטן לשלויב זאת תרקצייס, now I understand before I didn't understand this discussion how it was of שיעבודה לרב נוסן you will collect מטלטלים from the last person from the assignment you can collect. So what the Yisraelim have is Meshubah, and even the rights. Even the Metaltim that they have is not Meshubah to the Baal Choyim. So how you could collect the Metaltim? Oh, but the answer is, the money doesn't belong to the Yisraelim. Reuven owes Levi. So what if Shimon is dead? Shimon is not Noigeya anymore. This is the beautiful of the Ketzos. He sends from one to his other, but this is the Ketzos. The Baya is in this Pshat. Chutzlitz, very, very mechudish. In a second, we will say what a shver. The way the Ketzos shtelled it, that the gather of Shibud Meshubah, that it's not Shibud Meshubah, that the gather of Shiabudah, the Rav Nosson, it's a direct. Let's see, the chidush from Ketzos. That's not all. Before the Ketzos, no one learned like that, and this is the chidush of the Ketzos. The baya of the Ketzos is, it's so good, but what does Tesis tell us? So it's not metalta to the Yasmus. What does Tesis tell us? What is Tesis Hasteretz? Yosh, what is Tesis Hasteretz? The Ketzos says words, V'lezeh tirtzu. I'm not even reading it. This title says there's no way to understand it. So I'm not reading V'lezeh tirtzu. And a lot of people were trying to work at it and say that. It's very shver. This title says V'lo yivanti. This title doesn't understand. Echot. Give it a chas title. V'lo yivanti. Meshik lo. V'lo yivanti. This title also doesn't understand it. Stablo also doesn't understand what is the pshat in the Ketzos talents. So we have what is the Ketzos talents? What is Ketzos talents? What is Ketzos talents? I understand the kash is no shaysh. And to say that the Ketzos meant to say that Shiabudah the Rav Nosson doesn't work only in Karkos and Adam Metalkalim. Now these are the words of Ketzos. It can be. To say that Tesis means to answer, you know, you never collect Shibudah Rav Nosson from the Taldalim. First, the Marshot says it's not Emes. Gemara in Kiddushin, Tesvov and Davyutes, state clear that Shibudah Rav Nosson is even on the Taldalim. So again, before we didn't understand what Tesis wants, the Taldalim, you can't be collecting the Yisraimim. It's Shibud Meshubah, it can't be better for what is by Yisraimim. If you can't collect from them the Taldalim, you can't collect from number three. If you can't collect from Shimon Metaltalim, the right to collect from Reuven is through the shoes of Shimon. If from Shimon I become like Shimon, and from Shimon I take it. If from Shimon I can't take Metaltalim, I for sure can't take it from Reuven. This was the kasha of the Ketzos, and the Dibur HaMaskel before the word Im the Omnom. And then the Dibur HaMaskel Be'ir, this was his kasha. So he said, no, I'm reading it's a direct, it's not a Shimon Meshubah. And the kasha is very, very close. Aber the Shaila, what is the answer? So, what we'll say, maybe that's the good for the Terence. The Shiabudah the Rav Nosson, it's not direct, it's indirect. Again, we don't know what his taste is as Terence. The Ketzos himself says in Shtikl Teira, Lefi Dvor, he understood the Kasha. Now he understands the Kasha. But he says, now what is the answer? I have to say Shtikl Teira. That we don't know. The words that we have, that Shiabudah the Rav Nosson doesn't work in Metaltalim, it's not MS, no one says it. It's not true. Shiabudah the Rav Nosson works on Metaltalim. So what does Tesis tell us? If this is the pshat, what does Tesis tell us? So to say that Dosi Gufa Tesis tell us, Tesis was Chayzel Boy, that before he learned that it's direct, and his answer that Shiabudah Rav Nosson is not direct. It's very sure. What does Tesis answer? So our kasha is, what does Tesis answer? So before we go back there, as Rabbeinu David, could I have to see him inside? The Rabbeinu David, who was Zeche? Our generation, we have Rabbeinu Dovid. It doesn't help, but it makes it nice. Rabbeinu Dovid shtells Tesis Kasha. And he says, Tomuali, if it's Shiabudah the Rav Nosson, it goes direct. So why you don't collect Metaldalim? Mamish like Diktois. V'yishloimar, it's not direct. It's Shibud Meshubah, so you can't collect from the Yisraelim. I want to read the words. Tomu Ali, Shim Loi Mikoyach Yisraelim Muzoyche, אלו מכוח אלוהי מעצמו ידרק, אם כן אף כשלא ידובו קרקע נמי אין כאן מטעת אלוהי עצמי. יש לא אמר אין אומרים שאלוהי ודרק, אלו שכמו שיש בעל חויב שיבות, החויב שיש לו אצל החיר היא משובה. So what we'll say, that the kashatak of the ktesis understood that it's direct. And Vali understood that it's direct. But maybe he was asking, it's not metal to the yasme. And he will answer, it's not direct. Chutz, from it's not mashma and tesis, want to read one more line. Let's take a minute of it. Uba tesis lo yom ruke. Uba tesis lo yom ruke. I want to have a copy, we never. Uba tesis lo yom ruke. So again, tomu ali, if it's direct, loy nikoyach yisoyimim, ein gedetartele, v'yeshloimar ein ha'imrim shu aloy ve'lebal choy ma'atzmoy. Elo, sh'aschus sh'yesh yisoyimim, b'acheirim yesh loy, explains it b'al chob. That it's not direct. Aval b'ateisus loy amur ke. Elo, sh'kodine shu Rav Nosson, but the normal Rabbi David says. So again, that we have a Rabbeinu David that the Chkirev, the Ktsois, and what the Ktsois felt that Tesis Kasha will only be Gishmak if it's direct, he was Zoichet that Rabbeinu David says it word by word. That's a double Neuro. Until we had Rabbeinu David, it's like Ktsois! It's Rabbeinu David! Rabbeinu David says that the Kasha of Tesis is only if it's direct. If it's indirect, it's no longer the Tesis is Kasha. Well, how do you get correct? How you could collect? It's indirect. How you could collect? When you say you can't collect metal, even Hashem, Rav Nosson, you could collect. So when the David says, I thought that it's direct, but Marsugi, I know now it's not direct. The Ksais also says, Tesis Kasha has to be direct. Allah must be the Teres. The Ksais doesn't have a pshat. And to say that Tesis meant, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, the Loshana Tesis is for sure not Mashma. Rav Nosson himself says, that Tesis loikos buket. Tesis didn't answer me like me that it's not direct. So we don't know what is Tesis is Teretz. We don't know what is Tesis is Teretz. And to say that Tesis meant that Sheabudu Rav Nosson is taki only in Karkoes and not in Metaltelim. We said Ma'ar Shos says that Aloch is Nishta Zer Avada, when he's alive, you could be given from the Shlishi, Moitzim Mizeh, Benoistim Lezeh. And it says, Zegmor Kiddushi Yutes Amud Aleph, Zvob Amud Aleph, that Sheabudu Rav Nosson is an everything. So the Mele, if we learn like the Ktsois, we don't know what is Tesis is Teretz. So we don't have a... Tesis himself says pshat, we don't know pshat. So we have to learn Tesis. So before we go weiter, the stipler has a shayna simen. It's good to see him inside. He goes over beds and what we spoke about. And he brings the ktsois. And he says that in the beginning he found a ritvo like the ktsois. There's a stipler, he found a ritvo. The Ritva says, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So the halacha is that Levi could go directly to Reuven to collect the money, right? Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. What would be if Shimon tells Levi, I've been meichel to you? Now Levi doesn't know what to do. Shimon doesn't have money anyway. So Reuven is planning to go to Levi. Shimon decides, I'm sorry, so Levi is planning to go to Reuven. Shimon is machmen to come and Levi is moichel Reuven. Hamoichel shtar lechaveiroi b'chozor b'mochloi mochul. Zog de Ritva, Stabler means down, Zog de Ritva, Stabler says that he found this Ritva. Umotsosi bar Ritva, Ksuvas daf yutes, דאבא בי דאמויך שטר חויב לחברו ובחוזר ומוכל ומוכל ושדרבונו לרב נוסן לא מהני ובי הרעית בו משום דבידי לרב נוסן נחשב כאילו חייב השלישי לרישוי גוף החויב ולמוצי מוכל לי. And he says the קצוי, it's the קצוי, it's the קצוי, דאם לא יקן זוג דרית בו שיבוד משומת בו אני לבוסו אז מחמת הקעה של הקצוי. והכריח זה, דאם תמצלוי מה זה רק נכסי שלישי משועבודים לפי שמומדת לשני, אין צורך לדין דבדה, כל אשר לשני משובל לראש. וכן הוא לא של השולחון אורך בסימן פיבו, אין שימן יוכלים חול ללוי ולא יהיה להרוויח להזמן, שהרי פוקד שירבוד שיש לו לשימון הלוי ונשתבד לרובן. זוג דקצויס וכן כוסב השח. I'm reading two lines in the style. וכן הריך הקצויס דגוף החיוב מהשלישי אבל הראשון. אין שום. זוג דסטייבר, it's very good. I can't believe. אין זה נראה אנס. It can't be that the חיים of רובן old lady. רובן doesn't know lady. זה כן איזה? וכל זה נראה תומו המאוי לחורה. Why? The staff says, I'll tell you why. Because if not, I have tastes as kasher. I will never have a teretz. So I'm told that the Yassim say, any of the liquids. If lady, Reuven old lady, then again, am I any of the liquids? I'm going to tell me his baby. Say that, he understands. And this can be a teretz. Because it's a more lima oi. מאוד המתלתי ומאיני אוכל לגבי שם איזה שני ואיסל כדאי תור שאיקר החיוב נבק מהשפיל של הרישוי אין זה כלל מתלתי לדי אספה אלא מתלתי לשייך אל הרישוי ואין מקצי סחוי של מה שקוס לו בזה לא הבנתי כמה נושא says look at the choice he said the thesis asset and thesis answer I can't understand it I'm not even saying it לא הבנתי. So, what was בעצם that what the Ktzei said, the Chiddush of the Ktzei, the Welt Chiddush, the reason that in the Yeshivas, the Sugya of Shiva Rab Nosson is learned here, because everything is around this place is an asymmetrically. The Ktzei himself says, the place, the Kasha, why you need a post, we had three Tehutzim. Yeah, certainly, we're not repeating our Tehutzim of yesterday. But we taste this one, to be going from Metaltalim, because of the Ktzei, yeah, this is good for the Pshat, it's direct. And we saw Rabbi Ludovitz says, yeah, Tesis Kasha, you have to learn that it's direct. So Rabbi Ludovitz said, Tesis was Choyza, not Tesis. Rabbi Ludovitz says, yeah, but it's such a good Kasha. Has to be that it's not true. Taibel also says, it's such a good Kasha. You're right, it's such good to explain Tesis. We'll never understand the Teres. He says, the Ktzeis tried. I don't understand. And by him, he's calling the Ktzeis, not. Well, what do you want? The Ktzeis answer. He said, that Teres is not Nagia to me, he's understanding. So by me, the Kasha is too sharp, and I can't find the Teres. So we need pshat and tesis. Zog the stipler, first two ideas before we go, that even though the Ktzoi said it, I don't think it's Eretz. I don't think that Reuven owes lady. Can be. It can be that Reuven owes lady. Why? Zog the stipler has it. Why it can be that Reuven owes Levi? He found a Tshuvas Arosh. The Tshuvas Arosh says, this halacha that we said, that when Shimon is Meichel Reuven, it doesn't work. Zog the Tshuvas Arosh, not because it doesn't work. Heiche, the Kayim Dile Rab Nosson, Bekolem Bepor Al Hashem, Chayev Leshalim Larishe. What would be, Zog the Tshuvas Arosh, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi? Reuven owes Shimon owes Levi. Levi has the right to go over to Reuven and collect. Mask him. Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi has the right to go to collect from Reuven. Reuven didn't want to pay Levi. Before Levi came, he rushed and he gave the money to Shimon. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, zog the Tshuvas Arosh. He has to pay again Levi. So the Chur you say Givaldik, Mamish like the Ktzois. But the Tshuvas Arosh says for a different reason. Zog the Tshuvas Arosh, Heiche Sheholach Reuven Vepora Leshimen. Chayev Leshalem Midin Mazik Shiabudoi Shel Chaver. You cause them a hazard? Levi had a right to come to collect from you, and you damaged it. Ve'isal gedaito shumichuyev ikar achoyiv. Im ken bepshute michuyev larishoyim. Lo im miftar klal. He paid the wrong person. Harim muchach mitshuva sarosh. And if Reuven goes and he pays Shimon, Levi could ksue, could be terveyarim, al tzmazik shiabudu shel chavreiroi. But on the din of mazik shiabudu shel chaveiroi, without the chisorim of mazik shiabudu shel chaveiroi, he he would be potu. Lefi de ktsois, fashteinish, Reuven owes Levi. Shimon is not a man de oma. Also, the agoy and the ktsois, the simon bivov, and number 153, the big down from the Baruch Tam, that the aloha is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, that Levi is not allowed to go over to Reuven if Shimon has nechosim. And this is the emes, if someone owes you money, you don't go over to find out who owes him money. First you have to go to the guy, Bori gives you $100, owes you $100. So you say, okay, I can't go over to him, I'll find out who owes him money. You go over to the guy that owes you money. He doesn't pay, you do she have to have no. That's not true. In Gans Chush and Mishpat, we don't go to the third person right away. The Felix says you only could go to the third person. The middle person is not Nagea. Look at the Ktsais, number 153, they bring down from Baruch Tam, the Ipnum Rabino. Lama tzoch leil ayala al adaz da alim ve leyocho lesalke bezuze. Same thing in number 152, they bring down. The halach is not like that. So even the Ktsais says his chidush, and we saw that the stipler found that in the Ritva is mashma like him. Maybe it was in Shulchan Aruch is mashma like him. But the Achroinim were not masking with the Chiddush of the Ktzos. They were not masking that it's a direct Chiyuv. Avade, it's a Chiyuv from Reuven to Shimon, and what Shimon owes belongs to Levi. I'm sorry, Reuven to Shimon, Shimon Levi. Levi, Shimon owes Levi, and Levi could collect from Shimon everything what he has, include what people owe him. He goes into the shoes of Shimon, and from there he collects from Reuven. But not that it's a direct choy. It's not a direct choy. I have a schus, we call it shibud meshubud. Why we need a pasuk? Really mentioned. Because Zeis himself said three terutzim, why you need a pasuk. Zeis himself said three terutzim, why you need a pasuk. The Gaius, the Midodovid also said that the maskona is like that, that it's not a direct. It's not a direct. Yeah, the Stipler had a Ritva, we'll have to answer the Ritva. So we call Makroim, we are learning now, like Rabbi Sein or Achroinim, that it's not direct. We are learning that it's not direct. Shibud Meshuba. So now, if we're learning that it's Shibud Meshuba, we are back to the question. What is the pshat in Tesis's kasha? If it's direct, Tesis's kasha is givaldi, just we'll never have an answer. So now we're learning that it's not direct. If it's not direct, so why do we want to know what is Tesis's kasha? If it's not direct, what is Tesis's kasha? What is Tesis's kasha? It's not direct. So how Tesis wants that on Sheabuda the Rav Nosson, Levi would collect directly from Reuven Metaltelim. From Shimon he can't collect Metaltelim. If his koyach is again Shibud Meshubud, he comes from Shimon's koyach and Shimon's shoes and collects what Shimon could collect from Reuven. If Shimon collects from Reuven Metaltelim, he can't take it from them. This is the question. So Rav Nosson came with a chat to explain it. And Rav Nochem wanted to say Azazach. Again, we have a big avoid. First, to understand what is the kasha, and after we'll understand the kasha, what is the tenets? Again, if we don't understand the kasha, the ktesis is right. It's the only way to learn like this. Then we don't have a tenets. This is Batsman who's going back and forth in the stifler, in the ktesis. Zog Rav Nochem Azay. Is a Mishneh in Ksubes, daf peidaled amud al. The Mishneh says, Mishemes, now we have a copy, maybe you can either see this Mishnah inside. Look at the Mishnah inside. They have it at the end of the papers of the Ktsois. It's a Mishnah that they dalet the Mudalet in Ksuvas. A very shver Mishnah. Mishemes, a guy died, v'iniach isho, and he owes his wife a Ksuva, u'ba'al choyv, he owes his neighbor $100. And he has kids. V'hoyeloi pikodo in omidva biyad acheri. let's look at the pikot, and he has $100 in a pikot. He owes his wife a ksuvah, he owes his neighbor $100, and he has kids. But in Maisa, he has a pikodin by someone else, $100. Rav Talfan Oimer, he knows no lekoishel shebohem. Everyone says, it's the lady. Rav Akiva Oimer, ein merachmin bedin, elo he knows no leyoshim, shekulon tzrichim shvua, ven ayoshim tzrichim shvua. Amod negemore, a guy, a mishne, a guy dies, he owes his wife money, he owes the neighbor money, and he has kids, and he has a pikodin. Rav Akiva says, you give it to the kids. Why? The Gemara explains, Metaltali Yasmin, Mishtati Le Baal Choy. It's Metaltali. He has a pikod. And it goes to the kids. Rav Talfan says, you give it to the lady. Why you give it to the lady? Metaltali Yasmin, Mishtati Le Baal Choy. Metaltali Yasmin, Mishtati Le Baal Choy. Look in Rashi. Back to the first Rashi. The Gemara Meforish, my Ninu, the Afar Gavdel Mishtabdi Metatel de Yasmi, Loyle Baal Choy, Loyle Ksuvas Isha. Hoche de la birshusei manchi sviru la Rav Talfan de moitzi mi ad aloi vimen mi she mufkad etzloi benoiz mi le baal choy bel yusur asish Shteit in the Mishnah in Rav Talfan that metalte de yasmi le mishtab de le baal choy is only when it's by the guy himself. When it's somewhere else we don't say metalte de yasmi le mishtab de le baal choy. Why? We see from here that other than there's a shibud of metaltalim, or at least the Yerusha is a shibud of metaltalim, and we don't say metaltalim the yasme loy mishtabdi le baal choy. We don't say metaltalim the yasme loy mishtabdi le baal choy. If it's somewhere else, in the takone, that Chazal said metaltalim the yasme loy mishtabdi le baal choy, regular metaltalim. So here we don't say it. So the answer in the fear of Talfan, we don't have a problem here. The fear of Talfan, the Chur, we don't have a problem here. But even the fear of Akiva, without Shiabudu the Rabnosim, Rabbi Akiva holds, you first have to give it to the kids. Oh, it becomes the Talfan of the Yasme. So the bridge can't come over to me, because it has to stop. But Shiabudu the Rabnosim says, even if it's Shibud Meshubet, I could go direct to that person. So, and the tzadar is Shiabud of the Rab Nosen, Rav Akiva will be made to Rav Talfan. And I will explain to you why. Rav Talfan says that if it's parking by someone else, there's no metal to the Yasmin. I'm asking, is there Rav Talfan? Now, what Rav Akiva was going to get him? Look at Rav Akiva. Shekulam tzrichim shvua v'yesayim ein tzrichim shvua. Rashi explains. So first we ke'ilu give it back to the kids, and then we have to start it down on someone else. So it already stops. He doesn't stop saying I'm choylik. Look in the Loshon. Omer Rav Akiva, ein merachmin bedin, shekulam tzrichim shvua v'en ayoshim tzrichim shvua. So b'meila we look at it like it stops by the yesayim. But if it would be a din of she'avud of Rav Nosson, and I would have a right to collect directly, it will not have a deed if the Talmud of the Yasme le Mishtabdi le Baal Choy. It will not have this deed if the Talmud of the Yasme le Mishtabdi le Baal Choy. So at least we have a Eitzeh for the Havamin Eftes. How about it's a Shvere Gemara there? But I want first the Tzus and the Shmaise. So what this is understood, the Eitzeh, Mefurashim Mishnah Alibid Rav Talfoy. But even a Libra Rav Akiva, it stops in the middle. But if Lo Yitzur is Shiabudu the Rav Nosson, and I have a right to collect it direct, so Avada, we will not call it Metazel of the Yasmin. Rav Mochim called Alamol a patent. So like skipping. Shaila is saying, it's very nice. No? So what is the answer to this? Say that. So you said, Zada, Zada, Locha, if it's not parking by the kids, it's not called. So what is the answer? It's so gishmak. So what is the answer? And to say again that the answer that Shiabudu Rav Noson is only on Karka and not Metatru, it's not Emes. We know, Barsho says Mufurish, the guy is alive, he could go over, the lady goes over to Reuben, he can take cash. He doesn't have to take a Karka. So what is the answer? So we said, we skip the Kasha. Taisis means that there's the mission in Ksuvus Pidalet, that it's not called Metatru that they ask me, and I have a craft to go direct to collect it. Seida. Sheina Eitze. So what is the answer? So let me listen good to the answer. I'm not upset like this. The answer is Giboit and Tuya Seifus. Maybe the Dvorim Pshutim, but it's a good Avon. When someone owes me money, the Ktsois explains it in Simen Peivov, Sivkot Mehe, you'll see it inside later. The Ktsois explains, when any person owes me money, it's two Zachem. It's Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosim. And I will explain exactly what it means. What means Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosim? Someone always says Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Aguf means you owe me. You know, what's the pshat? You owe me. What means you owe me? Who is you? What is Shibud Aguf? Shibud Aguf is called... Shibud Aguf is called... Momoini Gaboch. Momoini Gaboch. Momoini Gaboch. You owe me money. Momoini Gaboch. You owe me money. I don't know where is it exactly, but you owe me money. Inside you, you owe me money. How you owe me money? I gave you money. You owe me money. You owe me money. You owe me money. Chutz from that, I have a schus on your nechosim. I could take your house. I could take your car. I have a schus on your nechosim. This is called shibud nechosim. You owe me money. And I have a schus on your nechosim. Tesis is mechadesh that in Shiabud de Rav Noson, the shibud is only on the karka and not on the nechosim. Right? These are the words. Before the kash is, so how we normally go in. Why? Tesis says a hezbo. Tesis says a hezbo. Taisa says, why in Shibud the Rav Noson, I only have a right to collect from the Karka and not from the Nechosim? And the second will explain. Taisa says, because Karkoes, Levi, can run away with it. Even if Levi will sell it, again, I'm sorry, Reuben owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. Levi could collect from Shimon, and collect also the Karkoes that Levi, that Reuben owes Shimon. Why? Because even if Reuben will sell it, I could chase it. Mashaeng and Metaltalim, I can chase. So Shiabud and Rav Noson only works on Karkoes, that I could chase. And Metaltalim, that I can chase, Shiabud and Rav Noson doesn't work. These are the words of Taisus. So the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that when Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could go to Reuven and collect from him money. The Teretz is, man, when he goes over, when Levi goes over to Reuven and collects from him money, you know from what he collects? From the Shibud Aguf. Now, let me explain it a little bit. I want to explain it. Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. Now, we're learning now Shibud Meshubud. Levi tells Shimon, you owe me money, and every single thing you have, I'm going in to get. Someone owes you money, I'm going to get it. So someone owes you money and he has a karka, it's meshubah to me also. Why? Why? Because the karka is a shtar kezach. Karka is a shtar kezach. And Reuven can run away with it. So the shibud that Shimon has on Reuven, he has his hands on it. Chalak. So b'meile, lady says, I'm touching Shimon, and everything which Shimon has his hands on is also inside my hands. My hands are on Shimon, and Shimon's hands are on lady. So my hands are on Shimon completely. What my hands are on Shimon and what on Shimon has his hands on is only karkoes that he efshol leavricho. Metaltelim is a shibud kolush. You write that Shimon has a right to collect it from Levi, but it's very chalash. He doesn't have his hands chazak on it, because Levi could take away the metaltelim. So when I come at shibud Rab Nosson and I take Shimon and I take Shimon over, my hands on Shimon and what Shimon's hands are on. But only what he has is real hands on. What he has like Shvachim Maises on, and not on. So I could collect the karkoes and I can't collect the metaltelim. I, the aloch is in Shabbat and Rab Nosson that Levi goes and collects from Reuven even cash. It tells us very poshut. Shimon's hands are on the karkoes of Reuven. You know what else he has his hands on? On the head of Reuven. The Shimon aguf of Reuven, Reuven could run away with it. What Shimon owes him, he could run away with it? No. The metaltelim, if he sells it to Yanko, it's gone. Karkoes he can't sell, metaltelim he could sell. So first the tzus of the shmeis. So Rav Nochem has it. Shabud of the Rav Nosson Teisra says, is only Shibud Meshubud. These are the words of the Teres of Teisus. But Shibud Meshubud is what? Only everything what Shimon has himself, and what Shimon has his hands on, but only when it's chazak. Like karka. Why? But it's chazak, so Shimon mamash already has it. But when I touch Shimon, and Shimon touches that, it's already by me also. Mashaengen, what Shimon doesn't have so strong, and my hands are only on Shimon, I can't stretch and get that. So the metaltelim are not meshuvah to me. But the metzias, I could collect even metaltelim. Why? Because the shibud aguf is there. And Teisa says, not because metaltelim are not meshuvah to me b'shibud of Rav Nosson. Karka is chazak she'ein ha'yochoy le'avrichoy. Metaltelim, Reuven could run away with it. He could sell it and it's disappeared. I'd run away with it. He could sell it. Look at Roshna Teisa. She'ilu mochom ha'mishkinon. Not he could run away. He could give it over and then it's gone. The shibud aguf, he can't give over. So first we understand what Teisus means, that Shiabud of Rav Nosson is only on Karka and not on Metaltelim, because in Metaltelim you don't have a Schus Shibud. Although you could be Goyve Minei Mitzad the Shibud Aguf. And we're like, someone owes you money, you could be Goyve Minei everything. You could be Goyve Minei everything. When someone owes you money, you could be Goyve everything. Right, so we understand the tesis. Now listen good. It's very poshut. I'm saying the guy with the tesis, I'm going back to tesis kasha and tesis teretz. Back to tesis is kasha. Tesis has a kasha after we know Shibud Rav Nosson. We're learning Shibud Meshubud. Now that lady goes direct to Reuven, Reuven goes to Shimon with the shoes. If Shimon, what Shimon has, he has. And even so, tesis asks the kasha, but let Levi to collect from Reuven metaltelim, and we explain why. Because we have a Mishnah in Ksuvas that metaltelim that are not sitting by the Yisraelim, they're sitting somewhere else. There's no chisol and metaltelim the Yasme loy mishtab dir amalchoy. Right? This is Teisus Kasha? Now, what is Teisus' answer? Teisus says like this, Shabud of Rav Nosson only works on Karka, not on metaltelim. Why it only works on Karka? Because Karka is chazak by Shimon, right? We'll see Roshna Teisa inside. V'nir l'ri, the dafki ka b'rikai k'shayach v'mim ochi, the bas shibudu, the k'shagarkoi esu m'shubedes l'ruven, chashvinen lei, ki ilu b'yodoi. B'yodoi shal Shimon. Do'i mocho im mishkin ochoi zel ruven, v'goi v'oiso. V'likam m'shubedes ma'amil b'alchoi. Aber metalto lim ein l'achshirim ki lem b'yad ruven. K'ibon shilu mocho im mishkin om ein goi v'meh. So what is the answer? So the answer is the Shibud of Rav Nosson is only on the Karka. Aye, but we said Midin Minei, Midin Shibud Aguf. Levi could collect from Reuven. So again, Teisus Kasha was, let Levi to collect from Reuven. And it's not Chisol Natat of the Yasme, because it's not sitting by Shimon, where it's sitting? It's sitting by Reuven. This was Teisus' Kasha, right? This was the Kasha. It's sitting by Reuven. And the answer is, Shavuot Rabnos is only al karka and adam metaltalim. But not that tasis means that you never gave him metaltalim. Avadi, you could be gave him metaltalim on Shavuot, midin the Shavuot aguf. So what tasis answer? Look, Rabnos, one line. One line. So why it's considered that Shimon has his hands on the Shavuot aguf? Because Reuven can't run away. What he has his hands? What does Shimon aguf again? Asher, what does Shimon aguf? What do we say? What is Shimon aguf? You see, what is called Shimon aguf? Now say the words. What is Shimon aguf? Momoini gaboch. The moment of Shimon is by Levi, by Reuven. If Momoini gaboch, this is what Shimon has. And Reuven, so the money is by the Yisraelim, not by the other guy. If Shimon Aguf is Momoini Gaboch, it's not called that it's by Reuven, it's called that it's by Shimon. This is the plan. I'll explain it one more time. Again, Taisis Kasha was Avada, we're going with Shibud Meshuba. They're like the exes. Stadler says something similar, it's not what the Stadler said. Avada, we're going with Shibud Meshuba. So we don't know, so what is Taisis Kasha? How you could collect metaltalim from Reuven if you're going through Shimon and from Shimon you can't collect the metaltalim? The answer is Gmorin Ksuvas, that this money is not called sitting by Shimon. Still here it's good. So what is the answer? Shavuot Rav Nosson is only on the Karkoyos, not on the metaltalim. Aye, but Alamol you collect metaltalim. It's not true. The Teretz says the Shavuot is on the Karkoyos. Alamol, the way I collect metaltalim, not because the metaltalim are Meshuvah to me. Not because the metaltalim are meshuvah to me. The reason I could collect metaltalim is, the reason I have a koyach to collect the metaltalim is because as Shimon aguf, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon has a schus. And that momoini gaboch that he has, the momoini gaboch that he has on Shimon, that Shimon has on Reuven, that Shimon aguf is also meshuvah to Levi. So Levi has everything what Shimon has, Chazak Levi has. Karkois he has, and the Shibud Aguf of Reuven, Shimon also has. So Levi has it. Levi has the Shibud Aguf, a Shibud Karkois, not Shibud Metaltalim, but he has Shibud Aguf, not the Shibud Metaltalim. So the Shibud Rav Nosson, he could be going with the Karkois, he could be going with from Reuven, Medin Shibud Aguf. But the way he's collecting from Reuven is Medin Shibud Aguf. What is Shibud Aguf? The Shimon tells Reuven, no money gaboch. So where is the money? By Shimon or by Reuven? Tell me, by who? By who? By Shimon or Reuven? Nachum, by Shimon or Reuven? Where's the money? What Shimon has on Reuven is Momoini Gaboch. So it's by Shimon. So it's called Metaltal the Yasmin, I'm Shtabin the Baal Chav. Metaltal, you can't be going? What? What is the Shibud? Metaltalim. We saw in Rashi. The Choyv is called Mois. Choyv is called Mois. The Shibud Aguf is called Mois. The Karkois is not called Mois. So this is the Tzuras Advod. So again, we have to Iber Chazer all these things that we learned. That's it. The Tzeis learned direct, and he says, Pshat, we don't know. The Rabbi Dodovi learned that it's direct, the Kasha is good, the answer is indirect. We are learning that Avada is indirect, so we don't understand what is Taisis Kasha. This is what was bothering the Ktsois in Pehei, Sifkot Mehei, and in the first piece, it was bothering the Ktsois. And here we came and we said a Shtikot Pehei. So we know now, two Torochim, how Sheavud and Rav Nosson goes. Direct or indirect? This is Be'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaitse. Now, after we hazard this good, the Gantzenach, we have to remember that we have two things that we have to deal with. Rav Kineger's kasha, why im fikeachu? He gives him back the karka. Why we don't do shiavud Rav Nosson direct? And the argument, the ran and the tasteless, the paisa bezuze. That was also very shver. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we could be miyashev, try to miyashev, his two kashas.